This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Just one of the entities affected by the state budget crisis is Southern Illinois University. We're talking today with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Nothing new to report, really, when it comes to the budget.
No, unfortunately, not really.
So what happens in the next 5 days, and then what happens if we roll over to Saturday with no budget for SIU?
Well, we're getting somewhat experienced with that in the state of Illinois, aren't we? Of course, we'll have the legislature continuing in special session through this week. For those who are following the media on recent developments, I'm not going to try to recount all of that here, other than it does appear some discussions are ongoing. Proposals continue to get exchanged, so we'll continue doing what we've been doing throughout this impasse, this crisis, and that's continuing to tell the story of the critical juncture that SIU is sitting in right now. Make the argument that's necessary for the importance of funding SIU as an economic engine, and continuing to push with everything we have to say to all parties involved to get this done. Now is past time, obviously, but as we've been hearing from the comptroller and others, we're going into this critical juncture where we can't sustain this impasse any longer, and a decision has to get made.
We've talked a lot about the crisis that is affecting higher education, not just SIU, and I'm looking at a letter that was sent to the General Assembly from the Higher Learning Commission.
Mm-hmm.
That's the national organization that's in charge of saying, yes, you're an accredited university, or no, you're not an accredited university.
Right. The way the U.S. Department of Education works this with all of the post-secondary institutions is that there are various accreditors assigned for different regions of the country, and the Higher Learning Commission is the regional accreditor assigned to us, which determines on an institution-wide basis for the university as a whole whether or not we're accredited. If we're not, we have no access to federal financial aid, which is basically a deal breaker for keeping any university or college open.
And what they're saying to the General Assembly is, without funding, the accreditation of SIU and other regional institutions in this state is at risk.
Well, yes. HLC did not name specific institutions, and certainly not SIU. But with that letter that went to the General Assembly and elected officials, they're laying down the gauntlet to say, you know, we've tried to work with the institutions to maintain full accreditation status through this crisis, even as some of the standards that we look for around financial sustainability are certainly not being met. And I think with the letter that came out last week that did garner, as you indicate, Jennifer, quite a bit of attention around the state, what they're saying with that is that we can't keep bending or ignoring the standards of accreditation any longer. In fact, the letter was pretty explicit about this. The standards are the standards. Institutions must fulfill those if they're going to be fully accredited. And we have the Illinois Public Universities that are in a position where they possibly can't do that any longer, and where that starts to be evident in terms of not meeting standards that the accreditors have for us, they're going to take action. So again, it was just one more log on the fire to state officials to say, this has to get addressed, because we're putting the viability of our public universities at risk if we continue this.
The term accreditation may go above the head of some of the people who
Right.
may be listening to this, but it affects things like federal funding,
Sure.
student loans,
Yeah,
those sorts of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a death spiral if you lose accreditation, because as you say, the big get with having accreditation is access to federal financial aid, student loan opportunities. Typically, if you're going to have any kind of grant or contract from state or federal government or even private providers, you have to be an accredited institution. You typically can't hire faculty. I mean, it's just one thing that starts playing upon another as systems break down when accreditation is at risk. So we can't allow that to happen here in the state of Illinois. And again, this was the clarion call that the Higher Learning Commission was issuing to the state to say, you're about to step off this precipice and start this process of devolution, or this decline, this downward spiral for the institutions once we put put accreditation of the institutions at risk.
Unfortunately, that's not the only thing facing the university at this point. Southern Illinois University Carbondale is still waiting on an announcement of a new chancellor. Any update
there?
That's
right. Yeah, the board had instructed me after having a special meeting about 10 days ago to enter into conversations with candidates looking for potential of coming up with an employment agreement with a preferred candidate. Obviously, since that time, we've lost two of the four finalists. So discussions continue with the remaining two, Carla Montemagno, who's presently at the University of Alberta, as well as Interim Chancellor Brad Caldwell. And as you can well imagine, with each of the candidates, when we were at four, now down to two, you've got a variety of interests, a variety of issues that you have to talk through. For some, you're looking at salary considerations and what it's going to take to get an individual here, what potential start dates would be, what's necessary to provide in terms of kind of broad authority that may need to be spelled out in the contract. So you've got a variety of discussion points that take place with candidates in coming to a preferred individual, getting a contract negotiated and announcement made. So progress continues. Discussions remain underway, and I would hope that given the fact we have a board meeting coming up here in the middle of July, I would hope we have a name to announce prior to that board meeting, because obviously the goal is to have an employment agreement that's ready to go, a contract for a preferred candidate that the board could act on when they convene in July. So we're going to try to bring that home and have something, I would think, to announce maybe sometime shortly after the 4th of July if all goes well, because we want to have it teed up and ready for action at that board meeting.
Of course, lots of things to talk about, not a lot of time to talk about it.
It never ends, does it?
SIU President Randy Dunn, thanks for taking the time.